All right, now we're heading over to Minnesota, where Mike has some issues keeping his shingles on the roof. What's going on?
Since we added on, actually rebuilt an attached garage to the side of our house, I've got a different kind of shingle on there. The ones on the 2.5-story home itself were not worn out, and so I just left them there. The interlock type shingles.
Okay.
And I haven't had. I put those on originally because we're kind of out in the country, and we live in a very windy part of the country.
Right. Yeah. And I bet they stayed. They stayed in really good shape because they were completely locked down.
Oh yeah, yeah. The interlocks I've had no problems with, but we put the sculpted regular asphalt shingles on the new garage area, and I know they're supposed to seal down with the tar strip and all that kind of stuff that's underneath them, but we get high winds, and almost every time we get this windstorm out of the northwest, up to 40-mile-an-hour winds, I get a few shingles that blow off, and I've been up there so many times re-nailing, re-tarring, replacing shingles and all that, and I can't find the interlock shingles in our area anymore, and so the person that did the roofing for me last time used these regular ones. I was nervous about them then because I was afraid they weren't going to hold up to the wind that we get, and I just didn't know if you had any suggestions.
Well, at this point, the shingles are already down. So, I mean, if you were to replace the roof, there are shingles that are specifically designed for storm-prone areas, hurricane areas, and that sort of thing that can stand winds up and over 100 miles an hour. A typical shingle is not. Now, when you put the shingles on, also seems to make an effect, have a difference. If you put the shingles on in the spring and they had a good long summer to seal down, that seems to last a lot longer than if you put them in the winter and they never quite got the chance to seal until the following summer. One thing that you could do now, you may already be doing it, is are you putting dabs of asphalt roof cement underneath the shingles?
I haven't been up there and done that to every one of them, but I've done a number of them myself in the areas where they seem to want to take the worst beating, and to be up there and put a dollop of asphalt tar or shingle cement or whatever under every one of them. No, I haven't done that yet.
Does that work? Do the ones that you've cemented still peel off?
No, I think those typically stay, but I usually put another nail or two in them too, and then put the tar over the head of the nail to make sure that.
Yeah, not the best technique, but okay. So all I can suggest at this point is to put dabs of asphalt cement under the shingle tabs or just keep replacing them. But if it comes time to actually re-roof, you want to use a high wind-resistant shingle. It's a specific type of shingle that will last to over 100 mile an hour.
Is that just a generic name? Is this a high wind resistant shingle, or what is there a title?
They're available from different manufacturers, but for example, Owens Corning has one that's called Duration Storm, and the Duration Storm shingles are warranted up to 130 miles per hour with only 4 nails per shingle. So that just so you know that these products do exist, but what you bought was just a typical roof shingle, and that's obviously not going to stand up to the kind of wind that you have. But if you use a wind-resistant shingle with that kind of warranty, it's built differently. You know, there's more layers of material so the shingles don't tear off. The adhesive is different, so it really grips tightly and holds it together.
Yeah, I was going to ask. It was extra thick or something compared to a standard shingle.
Yeah, it's a different type of shingle. It's designed specifically for high winds. We see them a lot in our part of the country on the shore where homes are subjected to really high winds off the ocean. But they'll work anywhere.
I suppose those would be a special order from my home building center, huh?
It may be. They may be, but it'll be worth it.
Oh, I appreciate the advice.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.